producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Is it okie dokie that perhaps working? I guess that's an age thing. Hello, Thursday, the November 11th. No, wait a minute, that was yesterday. That would be Wednesday, November the 11th. 11-11 and 11-11 and all that stuff. We spent so much time talking about yesterday, so we can't do it today because 11-12-15 doesn't ring much of a bell, if you know what I mean. Jennifer
I know Warren, what you mean, Doug.
Kenny Kessler here on the Good Day program. Good news from California, where a kindergarten field trip to a fire station helped a youngster save a life after his own house caught fire. Five-year-old Nathaniel Stocks was able to help rescue his grandmother and their pet chihuahua when a space heater caught fire in his bedroom. He used techniques that he learned during a field trip to a local fire station just a couple of days before.
Oh, how cool.
Stop, drop, and roll, touching doors to check for fire to ensure that he and his grandmother made it out safely. He told a news reporter, "I told my nanny what to do. When there's a fire in your room and the smoke goes high, you should get down and crawl to your door." Fire department recognized him for his courage, quick thinking, stressed that cases like this are why firehouse visits are good for school field trips. This sort of flies in the face of what I said. Was it yesterday or the day before? I have my whole thing about fire departments and firemen and even if you have a volunteer fire department, though, you can do something like this. The grandmother believes things would have gone much differently had the young boy not been so quick to act. She said, "No doubt I would have slept through this because I'm a heavy sleeper. I'm proud of him. He did everything exactly as he had learned it." I had a fire.
Isn't that great?
I think I've told this story. When I was about 6 years old, I slept in the room that I slept in the house. We lived in an old farmhouse, and the room had no heat. I had the heat that I got in my room came from a space heater, and the door opened to the closet downstairs, which was my way of climbing up. I climbed up to my room on a ladder. And so the heat came up that way, and there was a fire in my house, and the fire started in the room below where I was and filled up my room quickly with smoke. And I woke up, and it was about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and it was a fall day, and I remember many things vividly about it. One of them was how I wasn't frightened for whatever the reason. I worried about my parents, but the first thing I did was my sister was in the next room, and then my other sister was in the room next to that. I ran through the house and woke everybody up, and then my father said, "Go across the street and get Dan." Well, Dan was the farmer, and the farm where I now live was the property where he lived, and he and my father were great friends. He was a wonderful guy, and he knew that that if he went to Dan, he'd get some help. And he didn't know what he could. He didn't realize, because he hadn't been downstairs yet to see the flames and what was going on. You know, he thought, okay, let's get some help. So I ran across the street to the farm, and Dan Phillips had a dog named Tippy, who was pretty nasty and was a great watchdog. And in the daylight, she was fine. She was kind of old, and so she recognized me, never much bothered me. But at night, because she couldn't see too well, if you go in the front, because they're like most of the farmhouses around, doors were never locked. So I just walked into the house. But I didn't want to wake up the dog. So I quietly tiptoed upstairs to Dan. His wife's name was Elsie.
Oh, my gosh. You're lucky you didn't get shot.
To Dan and Elsie's bedroom. And I went over to the bed and I whispered. Elsie was on this side of the bed. I whispered to Elsie, "Our house is on fire." And she woke up. And she woke up Dan. And Dan ran downstairs. And we both ran across the street to see my father buck naked.
Oh, no.
At the end of the driveway, waiting for the fire department to show up.
Why was he naked?
He didn't even think. He just ran out the door looking for somebody.
Now we know where you get it.
He went into the barn and put on a pair of his painter's pants. But the fire department got there very quickly and doused the fire. It had started in a couch. My mother had fallen asleep smoking. And I don't know, the fact that she didn't die was pretty amazing in and of itself. But the fact that we all got out quickly, and I had the reason, two or three reasons I'm telling the story is because I had been to the fire station. We had two field trips the week before. One was to the library, and the other was to the fire station. And many of the things this youngster learned, I remember learning at the fire station as well. Plus being completely a kid at that age, you look at those trucks and you go just wow. Mm-hmm. You know, and all the gear that they have, and so there is a practical side to the fire units and the fire, the teaching of these sort of, and a very practical thing to do in school, I think. I don't know, a lot of times people feel that field trips are a waste of time. It's a way for teachers not to have to do their work, blah, 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 blah.
I don't think so. And I learned a lot of stuff.
I think I did too. It's a practical exercise.
It was so special. You remember it.
Yes.
It sticks out from the other stuff at school.
Yeah. So congratulations to that youngster. Was he 5-6 years old? That was in your neck of the woods, Jennifer.
Yeah, in San Bernardino.
Five years old.
Yeah.
Yep, right. Good for him. All right, in a moment, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is going to join us for his weekly report, medical updates on important medical news that affects you and your health. It's next here on Good Day.
I teach philosophy, and my philosophy on investing is simple. Get someone else to do it. That stuff is harder than explaining Nico McKeon ethics to freshmen. So I got TIAA CREF. They manage over $800 billion globally, and they've got a lot of industry accolades. Not totally sure what they all mean, but I do know it means they've got my back.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Sam's Club has the lowest prices of the season on select items for one day only this Saturday. You can't miss these incredible deals. You'll save $20 on a 15-piece Cuisinart ceramic cookware set and $300 on a Vizio 65-inch smart TV. Come to the club Saturday for the lowest prices of the season. Doors open bright and early at 7 a.m. Or shop online at samsclub.com to take advantage of this one day only event. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Miss Kohl's Super Saturday. This Saturday, hurry in and get early bird savings till 1 p.m. Like 10 to 50% off, plus an extra 20% off toys. And get ready for the cold with 50 to 60% off outerwear for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. This Saturday is Kohl's Super Saturday. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday with new doorbuster deals in every department each and every day. Guitars, drums, mics, keys, accessories, and more. From now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring gear from top brands like JBL, Schecter, Shure, AKG, Sabian, Pearl, GoPro, and more at savings of up to 30% off. Prices so low, we can't advertise them. Discover limited-time savings during Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday with four new doorbuster deals revealed every day and good only while supplies last. So check back daily, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happy to have with us Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Dr. Kronhaus and I do I don't refer to you very often as Dr. Kronhaus.
I like it. It's very professional.
Dr. Kronhaus and Dr. Steffen appear on the weekend program Good Day Health. 2 hours live every Saturday morning from 7 to 9. It's aired around the country, around the world on all kinds of resources. So if you are interested in getting clarification for a health issue, it's good listening for that. Call in with a question to 888-553-7536, or you can send an email to Dr. Ken at Dr. Ken Show, or to me, Doug at DougSteffen.com, and we will bring up The question is, we have the time. Oftentimes we spend a good deal of time talking about some of the things that come up here during this portion of the program, a focus on the health news of the week, including a study that very interestingly affects you and your patients. Dr. Ken is a cardiologist. So what's the story with this angioplasty and how it is good in terms of survival for heart disease patients, Ken?
A lot of heart news, Doug, this week as the American Heart Association is meeting in my backyard here in Orlando, so we have a lot of news this week. Angioplasty, when we go in the balloon and the stent to open up a blocked vessel, the news this week, and it's also simultaneously published in the New England Journal of Medicine, is that angioplasty does not prolong life unless it's done in the setting of a heart attack. And the recommendation is, if you have a narrowing and you have stable symptoms, that is, it only occurs with exercise, with effort, that you should first try medications and lifestyle changes before going in with the angioplasty. And angioplasty should really only be used if you're having a heart attack or unstable symptoms.
All right, lower blood pressure. If you target a low blood pressure, it'll help save lives. This will sort of thread off into a conversation of superbeats. This looks very important, Ken.
This is. This is probably the most important blood pressure story in the past 40 years. This comes out of what's called the SPRINT trial. You're going to hear a lot about the word SPRINT trial. And what was discovered was that if you lower blood pressure in people age 50 and older who have at least one additional risk factor for heart disease beyond high blood pressure, if you go to your target to 120 or lower instead of 140, and right now it's down to 150 if you're over age 60, but going down to 120 dramatically lowers the risk of more heart attacks, strokes, and allows you to stay on planet Earth a lot longer. So talk to your doctors about possibly going to 120 instead of 140 or 150 as your target. But remember, as you go lower, you run the risk of low blood pressure and all those issues. So make sure you measure your blood pressure at home yourself, and not only in the doctor's office, so you don't get over-medicated, because most of us get a little uneasy in the doctor's office and our blood pressure is a little higher than our baseline.
So the fact I have low blood pressure, one wonders sometimes if there's a negative. You just mentioned that. I get complaints from the peanut gallery once in a while that my feet are cold. Is that because I have low blood pressure? And what is the negative side, if any, to it in terms of serious health problems it might exhibit later in life?
Well, sometimes the issue of cold feet is circulation in the legs, the arteries that bring the blood from the heart down to the toes. And maybe next time you're in the office, we should check that with ultrasound, which is really easily done. And low blood pressure, it only really becomes low when you sense it. You get feelings of lightheaded, dizziness, unexplained fatigue are all symptoms. But you don't have low blood pressure. You have good blood pressure. And just make sure you get it checked with an accurate device, upper arm, that's been calibrated. Checked in your doctor's office to make sure with the ears that it matches what we get with our ears.
All right, let's spend a few seconds talking about the prima facie evidence that comes from having good blood pressure, courtesy of the folks who have developed super beats.
In 1988, nitric oxide, it was discovered, Doug, as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. It was so important. Nitric oxide helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's a main regulator for brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. The problem is that your body stops making it about by 10% every 10 years. So by the time you're age 40, you're making about half as much as you should be. So you have to get into your body dietary nitrates so that the body can use another system to help make it. If you don't have enough dietary nitrates, you'll not have enough nitric oxide. And Doug will tell you how to make sure you do.
All right. Neo 40 capsules. Take those every day. Product from Superbeats, made out of the Superbeats. It is going to enrich the flow of blood right away. It absorbs right into your system immediately. Get Superbeats and Neo 40 at 655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Superbeats, 800-655-4183.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first, you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I want to be part of it.
Great story about
New
that.
York, New York.
Work of Frank Sinatra. Imagine having a catalog of songs the way this fellow did over the course of, 65 years, he recorded hundreds of albums. I think I saw once, Kenny, 352 singles were released by Sinatra. That's pretty
crazy. I can believe it.
Whoa. So, there is a Frank Sinatra tribute concert that's been scheduled. I would like to see this. I would like to. I would go to Las Vegas. This is in, let's see, when are they going to do this? It's December, I think it's December 12th. I'm not sure. It's
and
December.
Where else would you want to see Frank Sinatra? I mean, right. Vegas is like the perfect place.
Yep. Yeah, so absolutely. Participating in the Sinatra tribute concert, Lady Gaga. Here she is with Tony Bennett.
Such a nice voice.
Uh-huh. She's got it. This woman's got it.
Tons of talent.
And my heart beats so.
She's dating that guy, or she married the guy from Chicago Fire?
Taylor Kitsch. I don't know if they got married, but they're definitely engaged.
Is he the one? I get him confused with the kid that's on Chicago Fire that was on with in House. Is he this like a South African? Or is
no.
it the other guy that always looks tired?
Or the other guy that looks tired? Let's see.
Cheek to cheek. All right, also participating in the Frank Sinatra tribute, Celine Dion.
He's Canadian, so he must be the one that looks tired.
Yeah.
Although he looks pretty good to me.
The All-Star Grammy concert scheduled for December the 2nd in Las Vegas. I don't know how you get in. I bet you getting into that would be a job and a half. I'll look into it myself. Also, Zac Brown.
Love him.
I want to see you again.
Frank Sinatra tribute.
But I'm stuck in colder weather.
Zac Brown, very talented band.
Yeah. Be Harry Connick Jr. performing.
For better or for worse.
It's called the 100 Sinatra 100 All-Star Grammy Concert.
They'll never know a curse, and they'll never feel it.
Sinatra would have turned 100 on December 12th.
Loving ain't that sweet.
He's been dead since, 98, I think. Let's see, also Garth Brooks performing.
Cause I got friends.
In the Sinatra tribute.
Right.
List of people here. Carrie Underwood.
He's like
like a curse, he's like a drug.
That's her connection. You gotta wonder what her. They're gonna all, I'm guessing, but I don't know that for a fact, they're all going to perform Sinatra songs.
Oh, I'd imagine.
What
yeah.
else
yeah,
is, what good is this, right? Then they'll all be doing Sinatra songs. Alicia Keys. Just sort of begun to notice her. She seems to be quite talented.
Oh, she's got an amazing voice.
Yeah.
She's been
like
sort of
Carrie.
Quiet, though. I think she's been
really?
Maybe raising
that's why
her
I'm paying
kids.
Attention to her. But I just, there's something about some of the music that I've heard her do that makes me think she's got something. John Legend also performing.
I know I misbehaved and you made your mistakes. And we both still got room left to grow. And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first, and we'll make this thing work. But I think we should take
Adam Levine.
Cross my heart and I hope to die.
He's from the television show Voice, right? Isn't he on the
right?
And he's the lead singer of Maroon 5, yeah,
yeah,
right? And then there's Usher performing.
Another voice coach.
Yeah. This is the. This looks like some kind of. If you can get into this, I may look into that. This would be a very interesting concert to go to, wouldn't it? Imagine all those people, all that energy, it would be there. Aye. Or oh. Ooh. So, nicely done. Thank you, Kara, for putting all of that together. A little concert courtesy of Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. The Frank Sinatra Tribute Concert. We pay tribute to that coming up on December 2nd. This is the Good Day program at 28 past the hour.
In the news, the lower your blood pressure is, the better. Is it time to pile on the drugs? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. There's a major new study out called SPRINT that says we can save more lives if we aggressively treat hypertension even more than we already do. The new goal is the systolic pressure. The top figure should be 120 or less. Traditionally, we aim for 140 or less. First off, what is hypertension? It's when your blood pressure goes high and stays high. Year after year of high blood pressure causes strokes, heart attacks, and kidney failure. Here's the thing. Lowering your blood pressure to 120 or less did cause harm like fainting and kidney failure. DCOC advice? Remember, this study, like all studies, have limits. For example, no diabetics were included at all. So this is not a gotta rush to the doctor and get on more meds moment, but it is a moment to sit down with your doctor and ask, is this for me? Because it may not be. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
It is the fifth leading cause of death from cancer in men, but now the results of a groundbreaking study just released in The Lancet Oncology show promise in improving screening for prostate cancer. Joseph Bernardo is president of the clinical next generation sequencing and oncology business at Thermo Fisher Scientific.
The goal of our collaboration with the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm is to develop a more precise test for prostate cancer than relying just on the prostate-specific antigen, better known as PSA.
The PSA test has been shown to have a high false positive rate, which can sometimes lead to unnecessary and painful treatments. This study, called Stockholm 3, showed a 30% reduction in biopsies without compromising the number of actual cancers diagnosed.
The study authors conclude that a 30% reduction in prostate biopsies would translate to 300,000 fewer procedures in the United States. So in addition to improving patient experience and outcome, there is also the potential for significant healthcare cost savings.
Learn more about Stockholm 3 at news.thermofisher.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Wisdom and wonder, the wonders of Jennifer Horn, who's here with me, a fan favorite on the Good Day program. And then Kenny Kessler also is a fan favorite because he has something to say. He exercises the power of his thought in succinct ways. In other words, he'll say something. He reminds me of Meredith, who I can talk to for a half hour about something, and she'll summarize what I've said in 3 seconds with four words. That's the way Kenny is. Kenny comes to the table with his thoughts together. What's the old expression, Butch? Make sure your brain is in gear before you put your mouth in motion.
Yeah, what fun is that?
Who has that kind of time?
Yeah, right. Who has? Yes, exactly. Speaking of Meredith, I am fascinated by, all kinds of things, obviously, this woman. But she took a trip to Israel, to Egypt. And is on her way back now. And she's sitting, we were talking about this yesterday, because she was listening, she couldn't listen. There's probably, Richie says, I think, not probably, there's nobody who listens to this program more than her. She listens to it from stem to stern every day or as many days as she can. And so she's been gone, and the trip up the Nile.
Our ratings have fallen.
Right.
Started exactly. At that.
The listener has not been there with regularity. So anyway, she's now back able to listen. She's on her way back. She's sitting actually at this moment in the, I think she's at the Orly Airport. She may be at De Gaulle in Paris. And she's waiting for her next leg. They flew from Cairo to Paris this morning, and then they're flying from Paris to Boston later on this afternoon. So she's sitting in the lounge reading a book and listening to the program on TuneIn. Think about the fantastic, and we were talking about this yesterday, where she was listening to the program looking out her hotel room at the pyramid, the Great Pyramid of Giza. That's where she was yesterday.
It's an old Giza.
Now, yeah, an old one. And now she's sitting in the airport listening, and I don't know how many other people. We get email from folks all around the world frequently listening to the program. But it gives me the chills to think, actually, that there are people who can actually hear what we're doing in real time all around the world. And this example I give to you because I think that it's very cool that she does her usual running commentary of whatever we're talking about, things that interest her. She'll send me a quick email and say this, that, or the other thing. But the fact that you can do that, think about even when you were, we were talking earlier about when we were kids and the fire stuff. When I had an AM radio next to my bed upstairs, it was a plastic radio that cost $19.95, and it had an alarm clock on it. It had the AM stations, and I listened to it to hear Dick Summer and Bruce Bradley at night on WBZ in Boston. That's what I used it for. And that was, at that time, I remember them always talking about they could be heard in 38 states, and people thought that was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I will never, ever forget one night we had a big old radio down in the den in the house, and I was flipping through. It was when I was first interested in radio. I was probably 8, 9 years old. I was flipping through the radio, and I heard WGN in Chicago. And I thought, here I am in Framingham, Massachusetts, listening to a station in Chicago. Wow! So I wrote a letter to the general manager of WGN in Chicago, and doggoned if it, and I told him how excited I was. Now, again, I'm 8 or 9 years old.
That's so
how
cute.
Excited I was to listen to the radio. That may have the letter around someplace still. And the station, and I forget even, I'm not sure what was on, but I know that the man was so smart, he sent me back a letter thanking me for finding the station, listening to the station, and telling him that I was listening intently. He took the time to do that. That was so smart of him. And it gives, it's sort of, when you look back at the way business has grown, no matter what the business, and the impersonal nature of business now versus what it used to be, this was a big giant, still is a big giant radio station. You think the clowns that run it now would be smart enough to respond to somebody like me? They, so if they were smart, they would. But it just, it tells you something about how it is that we communicate. I think that was the best lesson that I learned. I could listen to somebody who was that far away, and it seemed like Chicago was like, hello, the end of the world. And yet now we have people listening to us like Meredith who's sitting in the airport in Paris, or people who are listening in China, or people who are listening down in South America. And it just gives me goosebumps to think that we can be heard, and the silly stuff sometimes that we talk about, or the serious things we talk about, have some impact on people. So God bless technology. It's a curse sometimes, depending on how it's used, and it's a wonder other times. We have a focus on food and food news here. Jennifer has started doing a report to the nation. What's cooking?
Yes.
And in the headlines from What's Cooking Today, coffee wars continue. Dunkin' Donuts has a holiday-themed cup, which is basically out there to fly in the face of what happened with Starbucks. But this is the same coffee cup they had last year.
Let's be fair.
Yeah.
If one of these companies irritates you, don't go there. If Starbucks irritates you, don't go there. But Dunkin' Donuts is totally capitalizing on this because they released the same cup they released last year, but they're like, oh, look at us. We've got Christmas messages.
Yay! So if you didn't hear the Starbucks problem, the red cup, I don't know, Kenny, maybe you encapsulated it best there. It didn't have anything that was Christmassy, so people got ticked off because supposedly it's a Christmas cup. It doesn't have anything Christmassy in it.
Yeah, every year Starbucks has introduced a new coffee cup, and these are just the disposable cups that you get your regular drinks in.
Yeah.
And they have, in years past, they've had snowflakes and snowmen and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And this year, it's just a plain red cup. And it looks, I think it looks very Christmassy with their green logo next to it, the green and red. But it's just plain. And
they didn't want to offend anybody.
Yeah,
Christian groups
they want to include. They said that their core value is inclusion, so they want everyone to feel included, and that's why it's a plain red cup this year. Mm-hmm. And some Christian groups have gotten very upset and said that Starbucks hates Jesus.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm not morally upset by Starbucks Red Cup, but I will tell you, I am kind of sad because I usually like the decorated cups, and I love Christmas, and I want snowflakes. Come on, Starbucks. Draw it on in a Sharpie, for crying out loud. And don't give me letters, and don't give me any junk. It's not like this is not a moral thing for me. I just like sparkles.
What I find interesting about this cup controversy is it's trending on Facebook and a lot of the social media.
It's everywhere.
Oh, it's crazy.
Well, Donald Trump talked about it.
Donald Trump chimed in. Yeah, right.
But, you know, in Donald Trump's defense, Trump not says, that he needs me.
Boycott Starbucks!
You know what? Yeah. If you don't like what Starbucks is doing, why not? Boycott companies you don't like. Support the ones you do. I mean, that's pretty basic, you know, in a capitalist society.
But this has taken such a weird turn.
Yeah.
People are saying that Starbucks won't let their employees say Merry Christmas, which is not true.
Well, they sell Starbucks Advent calendars at Starbucks.
Yeah, they sell Advent calendars. They have a Christmas blend. If you go, we drove through Starbucks last night. Their little drive-thru thing is all Christmas decked out with all kinds of Christmas treats and hot chocolates and candy cane drinks, and so it's ridiculous to say that they hate Christmas.
Mm-hmm. It is,
but they
ridiculous.
Do those jerks.
But that doesn't stop people from saying it, Kenny.
Absolutely, right. That's true.
Moving on in the food news department, what's cooking with Senator Charles Schumer of New York, who never saw a microphone or a camera he didn't want to
always
make
something
love
cooking
to?
With him.
Right. He's calling on the Food and Drug Administration to probe an unusual caffeine-infused peanut butter. Peanut butter is called Steem, STEEM. We have the story at DougStephan.com today. This product offering peanut butter for sale here in Massachusetts and in Connecticut. Company says it has the same amount of caffeine as 2 tablespoons of coffee. Or
okay.
two cups of coffee.
Can I make a public service announcement
here? Yes,
you
may.
This is actually fresh on my brain.
Yes, please.
Products like this are so bad. I love peanut butter, and look, I love coffee, but yeah. I have a friend, and I don't know if you know him, Doug, but he's in LA radio. He does a movie show on the weekends right now at KFWB. He
Who
was
is
at KLSX. His name's Leo Quinones, and he was the film freak.
Yeah, okay.
Or he is the film freak, but really in good shape. You look at this guy, I mean, he's in great shape. I found out he's 56. He looks about 48. And just found out he had a stroke and a heart attack.
Wow.
And why? He drinks a ton of Monster Energy. He's constantly drinking energy drinks. He had a heart attack and a stroke, and this stuff
caffeine.
Doesn't do us any favors.
No. So, if you want to have, and I don't mean this is, well, I do. I mean, I'm happy to plug a company that is doing as well as it is, and they're doing well by us. The whole idea of the Neo 40 product and the Super Beats is to do what these things are purported to do without any caffeine, without any negative side effects. This is an all-natural way of getting the blood around your body, and that's what these monster drinks do.
And you're
Red
not
Label
hurt
or whatever
yourself
it is,
with
Red
beets.
Bull.
You know, beets are not going to hurt you. But what people forget, okay, they think, all right, oh, this peanut butter is a good idea. So they have it. They don't think about the caffeine in it. Then they have an energy drink. And all of a sudden, and then they have coffee and tea, and all of a sudden you've overdosed on caffeine without
even
realizing
having
it.
Having a peanut butter and jelly sandwich made with this peanut butter and drinking a cup of coffee and having as a chaser Red Bull.
And, I mean, you're just asking for trouble.
Hello. By the way, you can get the Neo Genesis products, the Neo 40 and the Sugar Super Beats, by calling 800-655-4183, in case you didn't hear me give that number with Dr. Ken. Okay, so look out for Steem because it'll give you the jitters. This is the fact that Schumer had to ask the Food and Drug Administration to look into this when they're so busy meddling with things that really they ought to stay away from, it gives you another cause to kind of gripe about federal government. And what these men on the stage, men and women on the stage the other day said about government just infusing itself into everything, regulations, rules, but no laws. And this is another example. The FDA is a horrible, horribly run organization. I say that as a farmer. It just is. They are incompetent nincompoops there from the bottom to the top. But anyway, the message here with Steem is that if you're a parent, you would not want to have your children having any of this. It kind of reminds me of Spirit Airlines, an airline that has no reason for being. What's the reason for this? Whose wet dream created this peanut butter with caffeine in it? Hello.
Again, my little weird train of consciousness here, but you just mentioned Spirit Airlines. I was just reading an article about them because I've never flown Spirit, but I know that you've said how bad it is, and I know you have to pay to bring your purse on. I mean, it's
awful, awful, awful.
But someone I was just reading wrote a column about how great their business class is.
Business class on Spirit?
Yes. That it's like the cheapest business class around, and it's a great deal.
Awful, awful, awful. That's all I can say about
Spirit.
Think
the business class is good?
Awful.
Because I kind of want to try
awful.
It.
Awful. Awful. Well, take it and see what you think.
Maybe on a short let haul, right?
Awful.
We'll check it out.
Awful, awful, awful. Awful. I think you have the message, Kenny. Awful.
Awful, awful.
Awful.
Yeah, but what do you think about it?
It's awful.
Do you like it?
Awful. 45.
What's your favorite breakfast? Awful.
Waffles. Waffles. Awful waffles. Yeah. Go to, there's another, people
the
tease
Awful
me
House.
About that all the time. The Waffle House. Yeah, we can call it the Awful House. I love the Waffle House. I think I took Meredith there once, and that
you're
was
you're going to have to take never me. I've again. Never been
oh,
to
Waffle Houses.
My mom wouldn't let me eat there because she found a cockroach in her butter.
Well, it's. I mean, they're really not.
this is probably
a little sketchy.
Yeah.
By the Waffle House.
But isn't it funny how you just kind of, there's something that's, I don't even know, I don't remember why I stopped at the first Waffle House. It was a long time ago, traveling by myself, mostly there in the south, the mid-south, the lower south, and the southwest.
That
you can't find
yellow
them up
sign,
here.
The
yeah,
tiles.
Right.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think you can find, I think the closest one here to me is when I stopped in Pennsylvania once. I think that's the closest. But, oy. Never mind the cockroach thing. Let's just enjoy the waffle and forget about the ambiance. It's 46 past the hour on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Daly's Total One Contact Lenses. Professional football player Victor Cruz relies on his vision to perform at the highest level. Advancements in vision care, including contact lenses, are available to everyone.
On game day, vision is everything. Before the ball is even snapped, you're looking at your defender. You're looking at what coverages are out there. You're looking at your quarterback in case he sends a signal your way to change the route or to change the play. Alcon Daily's Total One contact lenses have just been great. I mean, I've tried a ton of other contact lenses, obviously, in the past. But with these, I don't even feel them in my eyes. For me, playing football, with these new contact lenses, is going to allow me to be at the height of my performance.
You don't have to be Victor Cruz to take advantage of breakthrough contact lens technology. Learn more about Daily's Total One contact lenses at www.dailies.com. Ask your eye doctor for complete wear, care, and safety information.
I get a plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
For those of you who get tipped off by things that you're confronted with that you forget about, for example, paying 10 cents for a grocery bag, Colorado Court of Appeals ruled this week that a fee collected by the city of Aspen on disposable grocery bags is constitutional because it's not a tax as alleged by the Colorado Union of Taxpayers Foundation.
It is a tax. Let's be honest.
Foundation contended that the imposed, this they call it an impost as opposed to an ex post, violated the Colorado Constitution Taxpayers Bill of Rights, which requires voter approval of a tax. The appeals court said the bag fee isn't a tax because it doesn't raise revenue for general government spending. So where does the money go? Where does the 10 cents go?
It's a tax from the store.
Where does it go, though? Does it go into the store's coffers? Shouldn't people know that?
All I know is I'm so sick of the bag thing.
Too.
Ugh, just give me back my plastic.
Yeah. Please. 51 after on Good Day.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
How long have you been in the music business, Mr. Everett?
About a week.
I see. And what did you do before that?
1 to 10. I did 14 months.
What a great line.
Atonality is just a passing phase in jazz music. What do you think, Mr. Everett?
Leo, what the hell are you talking about?
Do you always buy guitars on talking customers?
I wasn't that bad.
Well, I didn't think you were very good then.
Okay, you're used to the top talent. What are you wasting your time working me over for?
I like the way you swing a guitar.
Yeah. Hey, Jackie, I like the way you swing a microphone.
Really?
Yeah.
The dialogue in some of these old movies. Chucker, this movie was released during this week in 1957. I believe it was the first Elvis movie, was it not? Am I correct in remembering that? Jailhouse Rock? Anybody remember? No, it wasn't the first movie?
Love Me Tender.
That was before this one. Okay. So Elvis had, 31, 32 movies that he was in. Was
something
surely
like that.
A draw because of his popularity as a singer, not necessarily because he was a great actor. Listen to some of the dialogue from. You got another clip, Kara, or is that it? Is that all?
That's it, but I can play another one if you want.
Play it again. Over and over and over again.
We were just sort of musing about how the dialogue in some of these earlier movies was certainly not going to win anybody any awards, but there's still a lot of people, like John Wayne used to say, nobody likes my movies except the fans. The crowd, the critics don't like my movies, but all the fans.
Can I interject, though?
Yes, please.
you know, what would have changed across the history in terms of Elvis's film career. He asked the producers of West Side Story actually wanted him to play the lead of Tony,
mm-hmm.
but his manager, Colonel Tom Parker, I believe.
Yes, Parker. Yeah.
Told him not to do it because he didn't want Elvis associated with gang violence.
Mm-hmm.
So that never materialized. But I think if he would have played that role in a movie that, for most people, is an iconic movie.
Oh, yeah.
I think he would have been looked at maybe differently in terms of a movie star.
Was it Colonel Parker or Colonel Sanders that was in charge of his career?
Chicken.
I like that.
I don't think it mattered.
Probably.
Could have been either.
That would be the best line of the day so far. All right, Chuck Curry gives us movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday with new doorbuster deals in every department each and every day. Guitars, drums, mics, keys, accessories, and more. From now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring gear from top brands like JBL, Schecter, Shure, AKG, Sabian, Pearl, GoPro, and more at savings of up to 30% off. Prices so low, we can't advertise them. Discover limited-time savings during Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday with four new doorbuster deals revealed every day and good only while supplies last. So check back daily, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's them.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
This week, we have featured in our Thought of the Day column at DougStephan.com a couple of actors that have gone to the by and by, Chucker. George Patton was responsible for our Thought of the Day yesterday, said if everyone is thinking alike, then somebody isn't thinking. And today's Thought of the Day belongs to Grace Kelly, who said, I avoid looking back. I prefer good memories to regrets. Amen to that. A couple of really iconic actors and actresses. Grace Kelly, certainly. George Patton, bigger than life, right?
Yep. And good quotes. Interesting.
Yep. All right, what do you have for movie news?
This is interesting, Doug. According to reports, the newest James Bond movie, Spectre, has to gross at least $650 million worldwide just to break even.
Yeah.
According to reports, the budget of that film was close to $300 million, which I know sounds like a lot of money, but I believe the last Bond film, Skyfall, did around $1 billion worldwide, so it's not as much as you think if the movie can gross that type of money.
What does Craig get paid to do this? Is that a $20 million deal?
That's a good question. I'm going to say yeah. Probably. Now, also, reports have that the director, Sam Mendes, who did the last two Bond films, will not do another. And Daniel Craig, according to one producer, has not officially been signed on for a fifth Bond film. So I could say there's at least a 50-50 chance they're going to reboot the Bond franchise going forward. We'll see.
Why would they reboot something that breaks them $1 billion? What's the point of that?
Well, if Daniel Craig doesn't want to come back, they have no choice. And supposedly, I mean, he did give interviews that said that the last shoot, Spectre, was very, very hard, and he doesn't want to do another one anytime soon. So we'll see how that will play out.
Somebody wave another $20 million in front of him, and let's see how quick he jumps.
Yep.
All right, Chucker. Good job. This is the anniversary of Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire being premiered this day, 2005, for those of you Harry Potter fans. 50...
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.